Excited to get the opportunity to speak with Attorney General candidate Gary Grasso. He's with the Republican Party. Two candidates there. Well, first thing, morning, Gary. How are you, sir?
I'm great, Tom. Thanks a lot for giving me an opportunity this morning.
Two Republicans running now in the primary, right?
That's correct.
Because I had to do, like, big math to figure out how many Democrats are running. That's a crowded field, man. I'll tell you that. You knew that already, though.
I did.
You know, what's interesting is for a long time, I always thought about the attorney general as the top lawyer in the state, and I think that's wrong. You know, as I progress and evolve, as the new term is these days, I look at you now not as the attorney general, but as the top law enforcement agent of the state. I mean, that's the way I look at that office now.
Yeah, I think, and it's important to see, make sure that somebody has the ability and the experience to be that top law enforcement person. Now, we're not a prosecutor, but you are the top litigator, so you have to have extensive litigation experience. And I think that if you look at my background, having been in court, tried cases, had appeals, taken numerous depositions, and have handled hundreds, if not 1,000, cases in my almost 40-year career solely as a litigator. And you compare my background with my clients, with my opposition's background, I think the clear choice is me, with the right experience at the right time, to go after the clout and the corruption in this state, to tackle the opioid problems, and help other law enforcement agencies there. So that's why I got into this race, Tom. I have the right experience at the right time. I also am a former mayor, 2 terms in Burr Ridge, on the county board in DuPage County, also the chairman of the 911 board, largest 911 board in the state of Illinois. So I bring both policy and administration experience that's very deep, and very deep litigation experience. So I think I'm the clear choice of the two candidates.
When it comes to the litigation, I see the value in that, right, to sit down with major companies, you know, because I have seen over the time, at least in Madigan's time, I see the press releases that we got $219 million here, we got $300 million here, we get part of $250 million there. You see that aspect, but the aspect about the Attorney General's office that I've been most concerned with over the last 20 years has been fighting corruption in Illinois, and during the Blagojevich thing, right? And I talked to Lisa about this firsthand, and she said the federal government is handling it. They're in charge of the investigation. Okay, I get that. But that's not the only case of corruption. We have corruption in the state of Illinois, and as top law enforcement official, how would you deal with our state's reputation and start to rectify and correct this state when it comes to blatant corruption?
Well, and you go to what the topics are that we all know about. For example, the property assessment issue, which is pervasive around the state of Illinois. I just came back from towns like Mount Vernon. I was in Rockford, Champaign. Everybody's talking about the fact that property tax assessments, their property taxes are driving them out of the state of Illinois, giving their likely only major piece of equity, devaluing it because of the high taxes that they're paying and making it impossible to sell their houses. Now, we know how that system has been corrupted over the years, and that's certainly an area where the Attorney General should have been involved, and that's an area where, of course, I will be involved.
All right. There's another two items that go under a single heading, and I haven't seen anybody put these two and two together. You have a number of candidates that say, gubernatorial candidates, say they want progressive taxes. Well, you can't, because the Constitution says you can't. All right? And then we come in with pension solutions, and we can't because the Constitution says you can't. Should we have a constitutional convention? Because with progressive tax and pensions and some of the issues that we see here, is it time to address some of these issues on a larger scale by having a constitutional convention?
Well, Tom, you're well informed, and it's one of the things I've already started to talk about, that we have had a constitutional convention, as I understand it, historically in the state, every 50 years, our 50th, our 100th, 150, and now we're approaching next year our 200th anniversary. Yes, there are several issues. We have to address the pension issue in the Constitution, so that we can have the flexibility, so that we can save the public pensions. Everybody that does the math knows that it's unsustainable. And so in order to save these public pensions over time, we need the flexibility to approach problems that we otherwise approach solutions that we otherwise are not going to have available to us because of the prohibition in the Constitution. We term limits have to be looked at. Redistricting has to be looked at. So there's a myriad of issues that would certainly call for a constitutional convention, at least so the people can speak on these issues and bring the Constitution up to modern times.
You know, you talked a moment ago about opioids, right? And yes. You can't really talk about opioids without talking about heroin, because there's pathways that opioid, you know, the opioids are a pathway to heroin. If you can't find it, once you become addicted and you're sick, you want your pills, right?
Yeah.
You know, and I've talked to a lot of people about this, Gary, and not one seems to come through the funnel with all the, you know, where's the source? Well, they steal them out of people's cabinets. You do the math on how many addicts there are, how many pills it takes to get, then every house in the state should be robbed every day for pills. These pills are coming from, they're not like they're coming in backpacks across the Mexican border or flying on a Cessna 150, you know, and landing in Miami. These are being produced in a factory. They're getting into the general public in epic numbers. If you read about addiction and the number of pills it takes to stay well and people who are overdosing every day, there is a disconnect between production and getting it into the right hands of people who need it and production that gets onto the street. And it's a massive math problem here, and I don't think we're addressing it at the place we need to address it. I'm not sure where it is. Do you know where it is?
Yeah, I certainly have some indication. I got involved in this issue early in DuPage County. I went to a couple of seminars. We have the problem. We called it a crisis in DuPage. And just let me give you one quick example. I was there, and I got a woman, a mom, got up, and she pointed to our state's attorney and said, "I'm so glad that my son is in your jail." And everybody was like, "What?" And then she said, "Because I know tomorrow he's going to wake up and be alive." And so think about that in terms of a mother's love for her child, that addiction has taken that child down a road that she never thought of when he was born. And now she's so glad that he's going to be in jail, so he's going to be alive. So that's how bad this addiction is and how oppressive it is. And that's how I got involved. I stood up. I said, "There's a problem. Let's get some money into the system here and start educating the kids in schools as to how addictive these drugs are, stay away from them, et cetera." And we believe we've saved a bunch of lives in DuPage County. But litigation, that's what the top law enforcement, the top litigator in Illinois should be doing. We should already have joined the state's attorneys in several counties around Chicago, Winnebago counties, and other areas of the state that have now joined in the litigation against the opioid manufacturers and distributors. That's where you have to go. And I want to make this promise as the state's next attorney general. When that money comes in, and it will come in, that money has to go to programs to treat all the people that have been affected by this. There has to be education about these drugs. I was on the Board of Health for 12 years in DuPage County at the time of the tobacco settlement. When the tobacco settlement monies came in, we fought to have that money be applied to health care. Almost none of it was. It all went into the general fund of Illinois.
Yep.
I'm going to make sure all the opioid money comes in for the people of Illinois to address the very problem why we're suing. And so as Attorney General, I will make sure the state of Illinois joins that lawsuit, and I will make sure that money ends up going towards treatment and education programs to solve these issues and the other addictive issues that we have in the state of Illinois.
Also, the Attorney General's office over the last year in particular has seemed to become part of the resist movement when it comes to federal and, in particular, President Donald Trump. Do you think I'm off base there?
No, I don't think you're off base there.
I was kind of curious. I mean, your thoughts there in a relationship when you see the attorney generals in a great many number of states, whether it's Hawaii, California, and Illinois, saying we're not going to do this. You see 19, 16, 20 states, you know, and clearly in a resist mode when it comes to the current president. And it seems to me when you've got the kind of epic problems you have in the Illinois, you're worrying about what's going on in D.C. We ought to be worrying what's going on in our own front yard.
Absolutely. I think you can't play politics with these things. Our problems are too deep now, Tom. That's why you bring up issues about constitutional conventions. That's why you bring up issues that now the Attorney General has to be the top litigator to address some of these issues. So I agree. You got to keep your eye on the ball, which is the inherent problems of Illinois. I was looking at an article yesterday, and the number one state, clearly by statistics, that is losing population is Illinois. And the more we lose people here, the higher the tax bases are going to be and the worse it is for our state. We need to address, frankly, the problems that we have.
And this morning, our guest has been Gary Grasso. He's a Republican candidate for Attorney General.